Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 5. Thank you for joining me. So today I'm just kind of some headlines and such videos that have popped off in the news that I'm kind of all combining together with the Golden Globes on Sunday night, which I did not watch and have seen very little video footage of. The commentaries that are coming up, of course, are the politicization of award shows. And I'm just kind of been thinking about what do I think of that? I think back when I was a kid and watched some of the shows, certainly occasionally comments got made, but not, they're, I think, much more rare than they are right now. And of course, with things like Oprah's speech, which I did see, there's a lot of commentary about what's going on in the world. And it's, I don't know what I think about it. I can't decide if I feel like award shows should just be award shows. Let them be. Let the awards have their day and people have their celebration and not turn it into something that is emotionally charged more than it already is for winning or, you know, or being a part of such a thing, which is more of a positive thing, I would hope. Not for everybody, always reading some celebrities' opinions about award shows and winning and etc. But adding that in it, is it like too much? And I don't know. I don't know if it's a way to, you know, for people, obviously they're saying it, they're speaking their mind because they have a big audience and that's the opportunities that people take. Does it speak to our country and the greater concerns? Like, have we switched to a mindset that's okay, so that's just what's going to happen no matter what's going on? Or is it there's so much concern and so much maybe fear or really feeling the need to find a way to reach people, and it's getting harder and harder all the time with the press, and you know, we have more information every day with Facebook and sound bites, but we don't have a lot of content, and this may be a way to reach different people with different, you know, who are watching to have different thoughts flow through their head, perhaps. And of course, my understanding, again, didn't watch the show, is that it was mostly Democrats who were speaking their mind and their piece. And there was a lot of things that came out about the Harvey Weinstein and the Me Too movement. And a point was made in one of the videos that I watched is, well, we'll see where this goes in a year. We'll see if this is still something people are talking about. Will it change anything really, or will it just be it's kind of the political issue of the day, and so people are speaking to that? One of the other comments which I thought was interesting and valuable and has kind of come up in from other people too, but I think it's still pretty valid, is Denzel Washington kind of pointed out, you know, A, not to politicize the awards, but also so many of these people, these actors, actresses, were knowing full well what was going on, and they didn't stick up their hand, they didn't say anything to stop what was going on, so because they didn't want their career to be hurt. And I think that's a pretty valid point. You know, obviously somebody has to start the process, and if we can have a massive change and people get braver or whatever and are willing to risk their career. And I'm sure some of the people who are speaking are people who feel that their career is a little more riskable. And it's sort of sad that, I guess it's human, but that we don't have more people whose career isn't as established, who are just saying, hey, not cool. Probably there, in some ways, there's a lot of people who are staying out of the industry or who don't want to be involved in it, so they go a different path. And therefore, I guess it's kind of one way of stating, yeah, not going to deal with that, so I'm going to go over here. Obviously, the Weinstein thing and so many other things are in our faces and with more popular people, that they are getting more attention because they're people that have been the victims as well as the people doing the act are people we know, and we can wrap our head around that when things are kind of behind the scenes. You know, I'm wondering if Weinstein would have been the only thing that would have come out, if nobody else would have stuck their nose out there for the other people that they're speaking about, would we have looked at the people, the victims that people sort of knew and cared about, bigger celebrities, and oh, poor them, if it just would have been Weinstein. So I don't know. That's a long way around a lot of different things. Certainly a complex issue, but I think Denzel's point is valid. Where are we going to be in a year? What are people going to be doing in a year? What's going to really change? Is there going to be real change, or is this going to be one of those things that kind of fades away too and gets forgotten? And, you know, at the same time, this is in their industry. This is a situation that happened massively in their industry. And Oprah, if I remember her speech correctly, called out other industries that this has been happening in a very long time. And I think that there's a value in that, because I've certainly heard interviews with people basically saying, hey, this has been our life for years and years and years. And thank you, somebody over there, rich and famous person, for saying something. But we also need some assistance, because doing this on our own just means you get fired. You can't feed your family. And when you think of farming and things like that, people who are being utilized badly. So it's good that she's speaking out about that, but what is it really going to do? I do think that's a really good question. Is this going to be a real culture shift, or is it just going to be last year, next year? So we'll see what happens. My original question of should award shows be politicized? Yeah, I don't know. I find them interesting. I find the comments interesting, and it's interesting to hear what people are thinking. And sometimes maybe it is the why we get away with it, or why they get away with it, and why we're kind of interested in it, is because it's a sort of feels like real conversation, even though it's really not, because again, it's coming from one person. If it gets people talking, I think that's really good. But does it get things changing? Does that talking move over to change? And you don't really know that until you get people talking and actually changing. But a totally good question. And I don't have an answer for the politicization of award shows. If we're doing something, if it's making something happen somewhere, then maybe there's value to bring these things forward. If it's not, and it's just to create drama for a year or 6 months or a day or a week, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But at the same time, shoving stuff under the rug isn't really helpful either. So there you have it. No answer, no solution. I guess that's part of the problem. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and until tomorrow morning.